time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon, and this is In the Conversation, the podcast. Young Muhammad is not in the building this week. He will be back shortly, but until then, we have a guest host filling in again. You already know who this man is, hailing from the Mundane Festival. Give it up one time for Chris Lambert. Chris Lambert, what's good?
I'm good, man. Thanks again for having me, man. It's always a pleasure to chop it up.
No doubt.
Two in a row.
No doubt. Two in a row. Back-to-back black. You know what I mean? We doing it. How you feeling?
I can't complain. I'm doing pretty good, man. Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Hanging in there, trying to elevate. You know how it is.
Okay, trying to elevate. All right.
Every day, man.
What you doing to elevate? Talk to me. What's your elevation techniques? Don't get generic on me. I'm gonna actually be specific. Go ahead.
Really, therapy is helping me. Therapy is helping me.
Okay.
Stand up is helping me. Having fun doing shows. Just kind of taking it back to the essence, like going back, like when I first started stand up, it was in this downtown. You know, remember comics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had comics
14th Street.
Yep. The Meatpacking District started down there. And once that closed, it was like this, I always say it's like this diaspora to Brooklyn. Like that downtown scene kind of moved to Brooklyn. That's when Hannibal had his show at the Knit. And then just so many other bar shows and places wherever. So I did this show on Sunday at this place called Uck Billy. I guess that's in Greenpoint. I think Greenpoint, Williamsburg area.
What's the first word? What, Billy? Uck?
It's supposed to be Fuck Billy, but I think they just call it Uck Billy.
Okay.
It's like a weed dispensary.
Okie doke. Okay, cool.
And they have a show, they call it the Comedy Secret Show.
Okay.
And I did a spot there, and it just felt good. It just, because, like, I remember going to the city, going to Brooklyn on Sundays, mm-hmm. doing an open mic, then going to Hannibal's show.
Mm.
And I probably said this before, it might have been a couple years back. I remember one time it was, you were on the lineup at Hannibal's show, Ali Wong was on the lineup, and I think Donald Glover was on the lineup too. So, and I was there like scoping it out, man. And it was, it was just one of those vibes. So it was good to kind of get back to that and just rocking out with the new material and really getting a good response from the folks that smoke weed from that type of clientele.
Mm. So
it was good to get the vibe from, yeah, cause I don't smoke. Mm-hmm. But it was just good to get that approval that it's, you know, it's starting to become more universal. The material is, so it's good to, cause sometimes you could feel like an old dude. I don't know if you ever feel this way. I think I'm pretty hip, but sometimes, like, you know, you just don't want to, I'm always going to be who I am, and I'm not going to try to, mm-hmm. to, bend to fit in, but I'm still going to try to relate to you, right. as a comment, only because there's a human connection that I'm trying to have. And, so it was good to get that feeling where it's like younger people, it was like, they was fucking with it. So that's always a good feeling. And you know that you're on the right track when you're trying to be genuine. So it started the week off pretty good, man.
That's what's up. The younger people were ucking with it, huh?
At all. Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's cool. So
show started late, though. Show was late as fuck.
Secret shows. There's a lot of secret shows. That's become a thing. I don't know when that started. What is this whole speakeasy culture going around with comedy shit? I don't know if they're embarrassed what the fuck is going on. They think they're going to get canceled or the door's going to get kicked in. There seems to be like that. That seems to be the, like, a trend now. First, it was one or two little secret shows. And I feel like there's just as many secret shows as there are public shows. But Chill. We smoking weed in it. It's funny that you said that. I don't think I've done any. I don't know if I've ever done any weed shows, or if I have, I haven't done it in a long time. And it's crazy to think today. I don't even talk about this, but today, as this thing drops, it's been 3 years since I smoked weed. I ain't smoked weed in 3 years since on this day. So it's kind of crazy. But yeah. Not that I don't miss it. And not that I'm done for good. I don't know. But as of now, it's been 3 years. No trees. So yeah. I definitely wanted to, you know, just shout that out and shit. But
why'd you stop? What made you stop?
I was ODing. I was doing a lot. You know what I mean? I was doing a lot. It was a lot. It was
pandemic
just,
wise, like just during the pandemic.
I mean, like, even prior to that, you know what I'm saying? Prior to that, I felt like I wasn't even getting high no more. I was just getting level. You know what I mean? Like it was one of them things. And yeah, the pandemic definitely had, that was a good opportunity to chill, because it could have been, that was a pivot point. It could go all the way in, because I ain't had nothing to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, let me chill, because it was so many times for a while I was getting high and having like these like regretful highs. As soon as I'm high, I'm like, damn, I'm getting high again. You know what I mean? And yeah, so that kind of made me. I would take little tolerance breaks here and there, like for a month, just to, you know what I mean, make sure I wasn't addicted or whatever the fuck, and come back after that tolerance break, and that first high be amazing, because it's been 30 days since it's been in your system. So you like, wee. But I was just like, let me see what I could do. Let me see how long I could do it. And, you know, went a year, then went 2 years, and now it's 3 years. And, you know, again, we'll see what it is. It's, I don't miss it as much as I used to. You know what I'm saying? There's times when I do. And, you know, obviously, like I quit kind of right before, you know, this full recreational, the culture shifted here in particularly New York City, where now you could just blow trees in the streets. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's a whole different vibe. There was a part of me that was like, damn, I missed out, as if I wasn't getting high either way. But I'm like, damn, you know, this shit is, you know. Yeah. But it is what it is. Go ahead.
It's definitely different. It's a different vibe, because I know, like, when I first, I don't know, when I first started really going to concerts when I was in my 20s, I know, like, even being here in my late 20s, it's a vibe when you go to a concert. And I don't smoke, but, like, when the show's about to start and you can smell it, it's like, yeah, this is a vibe. This is, like, now it's time to have fun. Even though I didn't smell it, I appreciated it.
You knew you was at a concert. You knew it was like, yeah, okay, it's real.
Right.
You know what's funny? Well, go ahead. What were you about to say?
I just remember this specific moment going to see, I was at the Bowery.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see this, one of my favorite artists, Toro y Moi. His name is Chaz Bundy. Chaz Bears is Newton. Whatever. One of my favorite artists, he was doing a thing with this band called the Madsen 2. And I was happy because I got like balcony seats, because I had gotten there early. And I had these balcony seats. So I'm sitting at the top. And you could, as soon as the show was about to start, you just smell the weed like wafting up. And it was just like, it's about to be fun right now. Mm. It's about to be real fun. Yeah. And it's just the whole, just that New York, I'm at a concert. This is it's definitely a fucking vibe, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if it's a COVID thing, because I feel like this happened. I know this happened before I even officially had COVID, but this is something that happened during the COVID time, during the pandemic, the height of the pandemic. For whatever reason, I don't think it's psychosomatic or anything like that, but weed doesn't smell like weed anymore to me. Like, weed smells like Reggie. Like, it don't smell like, it don't smell like cigarettes, but it don't smell like the fragrant weed. Like, cause I was, that shit was, that's seductive when you trying not to, you know what I mean? It's like, when you trying not to smoke weed, it's like, smelling weed is like niggas frying chicken in the other room. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're like, oh, what's that? They got the, but now when I smell it, it just smell off and it don't really affect me the same. So I think, I don't know what that was, but it's been working for me. But it's like, yeah, so I don't even have that moment anymore. Like how you saying, like you at a function, you at a concert, you at, you know, when it, because I always felt like that's when it turns into adult situations. You know what I'm saying? Red lights, some tree, you know, whatever. It's like, okay, this is after dark. Or this is, you know what I mean? This, we done changed the theme here. The vibe has shifted. But anyway.
Yeah, and at the same time, it's almost like, you know, you're not, pre-pandemic, pre these weed laws, it was some shit that was illegal. And that wasn't supposed to have it. And when it's definitely, oh, this is a thing. Like, this is becoming a thing. And it's like, now it's just kind of ho-hum, I guess.
Right. Exactly.
More to your point. Yeah.
There it is. But yeah, shout out to the smokers. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy yourself. Especially the new liberties. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Enjoy. Keep smoking. Smoking is in the public, but the comedy shows are now secret, which is hilarious.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Laughing on the low. So that's what it is. That's how you elevating, man, out here, therapy and shows. That's dope, man. That's dope, man. Oh shit. I'm chilling, man. I can't even call it, man. I've been pretty good this week. I've been as we all have, especially us of the melanated sect. We have been regaling in all of this content that has been the byproduct of the Montgomery, Alabama riverboat throwdown, or as one of the many nicknames I've seen, Fade in the Water. I love that one. There's a list of names. I was trying to find them again, but Fade in the Water is one of my favorites.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, man. But you know, you know, shit, as I'm talking right now, my sister's sending me all types of memes about it. The shit is funny how, because I feel like, I don't know the last piece of source material that got this much traction, you know what I mean, on the internet. I would have to think about it, but this shit, go ahead.
I was thinking, it's not the Navy boat.
The nigga Navy? I think it might have been something between then.
Is there something between that?
World War III coming. Even the suggestion or the confirmation of aliens actually being around didn't really nah, that shit bricked. Aliens bricked. Aliens dropped a whack ass project. That shit is crazy to me. The aliens came finally and niggas was like, all right, whatever. I hope they don't do Jesus like that. But
you have Beyonce and Taylor Swift, you know, touring. So maybe people, because that's all I saw, like Beyonce and Taylor, for the past few weeks.
Yeah, I think my algorithm don't really have a whole lot of Taylor coverage on. I know she's out there killing it and breaking records, allegedly.
It's black people, like, dude, it's like I was on I won't talk about that. But I had a homie that lives, people that live in Nashville or whatever, and they were like, they blocked off. It was just blocked. It's just national news. I mean, because when Taylor was here and Beyonce was here, I don't know, New York, I guess New York, New Jersey, it's just, this is me being a fucking city planner and shit, but the way that they constructed that giant stadium, it's easy to get in and get out. To my knowledge of going to games and stuff like that. So maybe she shut down, maybe they both shut down some shit, but it wasn't too bad. But Nashville's a smaller city, so I guess it would be crazy. All right. continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good. But yeah, man. So I've been seeing the yeah, that was a wild little tangent. It took a Taylor tangent. Yeah, it's cool, brother. We're gonna be back. But yeah, so I seen this whole fade in the water situation. You know what's funny about this? And I want to know what you thought, your thoughts about the whole thing were. But what was funny about this to me, when I first saw the video, I cut the shit off early. I cut the shit off early because I'm going on, and it might have been like one of the first things. You know, sometimes, you know, when you if the first thing that hits you on social media, it could kind of dictate how you're going to feel for the rest of the day. So
yeah. Yeah,
I turned it. I came on social media. I'm scrolling on the gram, and then I see, I'm scrolling the gram, and I see a video, Montgomery boat brawl or whatever the caption was. That's pretty much all I had. And then I see a black dude. You know what I'm saying? Kind of trying to, you know, look like he's doing his job, trying to regulate. Nah. Kind of saying, no, you can't really hear what's going on. But it's clear that he's like, nah, that's not going to happen. Shit get a little heated. Blase skip. It looked like it was about to turn into something. I see my man throw his hat up, which is the wildest shit on some Bobby Shmurda shit. But he threw his hat up in the air and threw his hands up, and then he was game. He was, you know, he was holding his own. He looked a little, you know what I mean, a little older than his opponent, you know what I'm saying, a little less fit, but he was getting to it off sheer brute strength. Then I just seen my man come out of nowhere with the flying knee, and then another white man came and they started stomping him out, and I said, nah, I got to turn this shit off. It's going to have me sick. So it went for a couple of hours. I didn't realize till cat started hitting me in my group chat. It was like, yo, did you see this shit? I see the clip to the thing. I'm like, oh, here we go with the bullshit. I don't want to see this shit. And they was like, yo, the chair part was the wildest part. I'm like, the chair part? I said, wait a minute. I go back. Because I didn't get to the third act. So I finally, I go back to see the shit. The shit get crazy. Shit get aquatic. Nigga jump in the water, breaststroking all the way to the fight. I knew he was a young motherfucker off the rip, because to swim and then do anything after a swim, especially it was a decent little bit of, you know what I mean? I can't even swim, so I'm out of my league, literally, pun intended. But this motherfucker swam over to the fight, so I knew he was a young cat. But then the shit
they gave this dude, Michael B. Phelps.
Yeah, man, that's funny.
Little Namor.
That's Little Namor is hilarious. Michael B. Phelps is dumb funny too. But then the cavalcade came through, and I was like, oh shit, I turned it off before the best part. You know what I mean? The people came through and shit.
When did you get it? When did you get the
when did I get the situation? I think it was Sunday morning.
That's what I got. Okay,
I got it Sunday.
I got it Sunday afternoon, and one of my homies sent it to me with like three different, you know, I don't know, was it like three pictures in one or like all these different? So he sent the beginning and then towards the end. So I got every, I was like, damn, I got everything.
That's what I got later. Like I told you, I discovered it. I got that shit off the via the Explorer page. Blind item. They didn't hit me with the context. They would just look like, you know, I told you on my Instagram page, you know, it's a lot of fat ass sneakers and black trauma. You know what I'm saying? So
that's me too, you know. Like it's the sneakers, it's fine ass women. It's like, God, it's just like they make these fine ass black women, they just make them in a fucking factory or something. It's like, Jesus Christ. Anyway, sorry.
They make them with love, brother. They make them with love. This ain't AI. That's black women.
No, it's not. No, it's not AI.
I'm fucking with you. But I'm just fucking with you.
It's so ubiquitous. Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
Don't be. Nah. So, like I said, I saw the shit, no context. I'm like, God damn, I'm not starting my Sunday morning with this bullshit. And then later on, I seen, this is, whoa, I shut it down before the plot twist. And, I mean, shit went hammer. Like, the shit went crazy. My man came out with the folded chair. Bang, bang. That was a whole lot. Whack-a-mole. He was going crazy. Yeah. But the shit, it was amazing. What struck me more than anything, well, first off, real talk, as I started to digest all the information, my man who, you know, was holding his own, the cat that was working, the worker, you know, his name, allegedly, his name is Damien. So, off rip, I got to choose a side. That's my guy. I'm invested. But what I was struck by, what made my heart smile was the solidarity of it all. It just all formed and converged. Just, you know what I mean? I guess they all worked together or whatever. But even beyond that, it was like, hold on. Let's hold my mans down. It ain't over. Because y'all thought y'all caught one slipper. Y'all thought you caught one dolo. And it was going to be, you know what I mean, a long day for that man. No. Here we go.
Right.
And shit got real dynamic on that water. And what did you think? What was your feelings about it?
I felt the same way, you know, echoing what you're saying. And the second time I watched it, I watched the youngin swimming across the water. I got a little emotional, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I got emotional as fuck, man. Like, I was just like, wow, like that, because. Again, like that solidarity, like he saw that was his coworker, you know. Mm-hmm. He jumped in the water and then the convergence, I was like, wow, you know, like that was it's pretty beautiful, man, because you know everybody and their mama talking about, you know, that small town song from Jason Aldean and all that shit. I watched the video just yesterday, I was like, "Yeah, some of it's a dog whistle. We know what it is."
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated that shit, man. Because a young black man helping another black man out. You know what I mean? Like, and a lot of times, I think we kind of alluded to it a little bit last week, but it's just something I'm working on about, like, how black dudes, sometimes we could be forgotten in a lot of ways. Now, I know black women stick up for us and hold us down and everything like that, but it's in a lot of ways, I don't think black men can really, I don't know, man. I'm just a black man advocate. I'm not going to be on some black men don't cheat shit, but I'm just saying, like, it was just good to see that solidarity. I'll just keep it at that. I'll figure out a funny way to make it happen on stage. But I appreciated it. You know, the dude was getting jumped, and they was like, not today, you not.
Yeah, nah, don't start nothing, won't be nothing, man. That shit was amazing. All of the fuck around and find all of that shit felt good to see. You know, everything. The shit, man. We love a win. The odds be stacked. Go ahead. You say
exactly. I've seen black people who kind of keep it level on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And just cool people. It's no disrespect, but then. And there was, I seen somebody come out, yeah, that's how these white, I was like, oh shit, even you coming out? Like, not that they no sellout, no nothing, but it's just people that keep it even.
Right.
Be even as fuck on social media was like, I was like, okay.
Shit was cathartic.
Yeah, I was like, wow. I was like, okay, man. Yeah. Like, I fuck with it. Like, it was good to see.
I like how they trying to commemorate the date August 5th. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's the new Juneteenth. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit, man. The folding chair, as you know, I've seen some of the memes have been classic. So
the
some
one,
good
you
shit.
You seen the one where the dude was like it was just a dude like doing like a house. He was doing a chore or something, but he had two folding chairs on his hip. Uh-huh. And he was like, I just got my open carry.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't see that one. I saw the fake Shirley Chisholm quote. If they don't give you a seat at the table, bring a folded chair. I like that one. I love my mans that came through with the fucking t-shirt early. It felt like day off. That shit was hilarious. Yeah. I don't know if that was Photoshop or whatever. He was like, I'm going to Cracker Barrel to celebrate August 5th. Yeah, damn. Man. August 5th, 2023. Never forget. You know what I'm saying? Right. That shit was fade in the water. It was swift justice. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was. And I wasn't mad. Too bad. I turned off the program abruptly. I almost missed out on the best part.
But it's so much negativity, man. It's so much of the bullshit where shit goes left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not in our favor. So it's not, you're not really at fault for not wanting to see that shit.
Yeah, you got to be your own filter. And I'm going to be honest with you. On Sundays, I'm probably the most deliberate about my social media intake because I don't know about you. Maybe I think it's everybody's, but I know my iPhone gives me my little screen time report every Sunday morning. And that's like my little adult report card. It'd be like, damn, D, you wilding. You out here fucking 8 hours a day? Niggas, what did you do? What the fuck?
I thought I was wilding at 7.
Oh, yeah. Now I've caught an 8 before. It's nasty. I came down, though. It's like blood pressure. You said what? Yeah.
And for me, it's the date naps. That keeps me near a lot.
Oh, that's great. Oh, wow. You out here going crazy. I be on the gram more than... Oh, shit. That's what it is.
Man. You try to swipe on the gram.
That is crazy. That shit is crazy. So you're about to get fucking hinge wrist.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But what else is cracking, man? The old Alabama situation. I went to speaking of history, I went to the Brooklyn Museum last week to go check out the Book of Hove exhibit over there. The Brooklyn Public Library. Pardon. The Brooklyn Public Library. That shit was dope. It was really cool. It was really cool. I enjoyed it. It was dope. I like how they integrated it into the library. You know, like the library was still, you know, doing whatever's doing business as usual. And there was the exhibit as you know what I mean? You could kind of wander about and experience it all. And it was pretty ill. I think the standout portion of the entire thing is the recreation of Baseline Studios. That shit was fire. Just, you know, for, I guess, such hallowed ground for the whole Rockefeller movement. So many classics came up out of there. So for just regular people to kind of get to experience what it looked like, what it felt like, it was fire. My only critique of that in particular was I wish they played music in Baseline. Now, the only reason I think that they didn't do it, one, it's in the library, and it's
just
on
the library.
Well, yeah, but it's on the first floor of the library because there is another floor, and then there's a room where they're actually playing music. They're playing music, and they got, like, what do you call that? Audio, video kind of content going on. So there is a room where, you know, they opening the door and you're going in there and it's submersive and there's music playing. I felt like maybe they couldn't have done it on the top floor or whatever, but I just felt like if you in a studio, it just kind of, especially a studio where hits was being cranked out, it'd have been kind of fire if they would have had some of those records on loop. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just to set the tone. And it's funny because I didn't really catch it until like somebody said it while I was in there. It was like, damn, I wish they was playing some music. And I was like, hell yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that would hit the spot. But other than that, it was some cool shit. It was a lot of, you know, just a lot of memorabilia. You know, tracks the career quite a bit. Things that you may have forgotten, you know, the Jay-Z gold cologne was there, which is hilarious.
I didn't even know he had.
Yeah, yeah, that was a moment. He had a lot of the reels and, you know, dats from famous songs. That was pretty fire. What else? I mean, just a lot of shit. Now, shout out to Nadine Graham. She pointed out some shit that I didn't catch until I left. But there's a lot, there's a ton of photos and shit like that. Like, it's, you know, it's kind of really like documenting his entire career, his run. You know what I mean? Even photos of him when he was young and, you know what I mean, out in London with Jazz and the bands shit he talk about on the record. Like, just young Hov all the way down to, you know what I'm saying, Basquiat Hov. And yeah. All of these photos, I didn't catch it. She was like, did you peep? There was no photos of Dame in the whole shit. I said, damn. Like, I did not peep it. They scrubbed that man up out of damn history, man.
Eternal sunshined Dame Dash.
They got him up out of here. They got him up out of here now. To be fair, this has all been done unbeknownst to Hov. This was a surprise. He didn't even know this shit was going down.
Okay.
So maybe it wasn't a directive, but it was just wild to see. Like, damn, that shit kind of crazy. But overall, shit was dope. I got me a little blueprint library card. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So that was kind of fire. Them shits is already, I see stuff already on eBay going for some money, which I always see, you know what I'm saying, what these niggas is doing on the resale market, see who's doing what. Wasn't as much shit. We're going to talk about resale because I know you got a bone to pick. But
yeah,
man. But you know, it was surprisingly not as many people. I guess maybe because a couple reasons. One, you get the library card, it's in your name. So, you know, motherfucker go buy that shit off of eBay and then go cash out on you. And now you asked out. You owe the fucking Brooklyn Public Library all types of money for books that you didn't take out. But but it's just funny that I didn't see too many people flipping just yet. It might happen when the exhibit is over. I think the exhibit runs to October. Don't quote me. Call the people and see what's what. And I'll say this. As dope as that exhibit was, shit was fire. As dope as the exhibit was, my favorite part of the exhibit was the fact that I got a parking spot literally right next to the Brooklyn fucking Public Library, right there on Grand Army Plaza, like right there. Bing.
You don't have to make no excuses to me about that.
Oh, I'm not making no excuses. I'm excited.
I get it. I understand. I overstand.
Yo, you don't even understand the level of not anxiety, but I was like,
I'm like that.
I was ready for the bullshit. I figured, you know, like, first off, I was ready for like oxtail pizza level lines. You know what I'm saying? Fortunately, I went on a Thursday early because I called the people. Okay. I talked to them and said, "Yo, what's the, you know, give me some intel." It was like, "Get here early before such and such." Boom, no lines. Walk right up in there. Yeah. But I mean, beautifully, I'm parked right across the street. Shit was gorgeous. That shit right there was just as good as the entire exhibit. I swear to you. But
I believe you. Yeah. I believe you 100%.
Y'all check that shit out though. If you know what I mean? If you're in New York City or if you're gonna be in New York City, go ahead and stop by. It's, if you're a Jay-Z fan, if you're a fan of
I like that they doing that, man. I like that they do that. They're doing that about not only just black music but hip hop, because it's been so influential to, it's been the fabric of a lot of people's lives, man. And it's just good to see it get that shine. Like, I think Jay-Z's to me one of the greats. I just always loved his approach of, like, when things kind of crystallized for me with him was when the Black Album came out. I don't know how much that album is appreciated. Maybe it's I don't know if it was as appreciated back then than it is now. But I really liked it. Then I watched that documentary, the Fade to Black documentary about when he recorded Lucifer. Mm-hmm. Like Kanye was the first. Kanye was like, "This is the hook, and you're gonna do this." Mm-hmm. I loved how Kanye like told him what he was gonna do. Not being an asshole, but he was just like, "This is what I have. This is here." And then Jay-Z went in there and just fucking killed it. And it was so good that he couldn't believe how good it was.
Mm.
And he was just like, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit is incredible to me.
Yeah, nah. Go ahead. What are you about to say?
He's one of your all-time favorites, right?
Yeah, he's high up there. He's high up there. Yep, for sure. Yeah. And I appreciated Black Album in the moment. Like, that shit was fire. It was the album. I mean, you know, he's supposedly been retiring since fucking Reasonable Doubt. But if that was to be the retirement album, it was a hell of a retirement album. Never been a nigga this good for this long. Like that shit. What more can I say? That shit, man. There's so many records on that shit. But Yeah. Nah, that was fire. That was a good one. And to your point, yeah, I do like the celebration of hip hop. And trust me, there's the cynical me talked about it. Me and Ali spoke about the fact that I just hope that we carry on past this 50 and celebrate it from now on. Cause right now it's an amazing marketing opportunity for everybody. You're seeing everybody getting their, you know what I mean? Getting their little bit of whatever they could yield off of this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but hip hop is something to celebrate, you know, for now and forever. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah. Salute. Oh, speaking of that, related real fast, just the addendum. Because I was listening back, even in the moment when we was chopping it up last week, I guess we was in the middle of that Ice Cube situation, and then you had spoken about Killer Mike's album be one of the best albums of the year so far. And I kind of was like, nah. You know what I mean? And I'm not the album. The album was actually one of them albums of this year, one of the bangers of this year. Salute to Killer Mike. Salute to that Michael album. I like it a lot. I will say this, though. I don't revisit it that much, and it's nothing specific to that album, but I've noticed over the last few years, and podcasts have a lot to do with it, too, but I've noticed that my attention span as it relates to music is way different now. I don't replay albums that much. I'll listen just to kind of, you know, be up to speed as to what is released. You know what I'm saying? Just so I could kind of, you know.
I heard it.
Yeah, I heard it. Be in the conversation. If the conversation shifts to it, I could speak to it, whatever. Yeah. Sometimes I might double back, but very rarely. I think the last couple hours I really doubled back a lot on, I did on the SZA album, on the Mr. Morale album. It might be it. Everything else, I might double back here and there, but like as far as like really listening, I don't have it. I don't do it that often. And a lot of times I've been recently realizing I don't even download the albums no more. I just straight stream them shits. Like I used to download it to the thing just to have it within the library. I don't do that no more. It's very rarely. Like that Travis Scott album that came out, I didn't download that to my phone. Like I gave it a couple listens. I fucked with it. I appreciate it. I know where to get it if I want to hear it again, but that was it, you know? How are you with that? Or do you feel like that's something that you can relate to? Or are you somebody that's kind of, you still of the heavy rotation movement?
Oh, man, I feel the exact same way. I mean, there's only a choice few that I spin back again. Like, I thought, like, I have sense enough to know that Michael album is like, yeah, that's really good. That he put his foot in that. But did I go back to it? No. And it has nothing to do with the artistry of the album. But it's just that we're so inundated with content. It's harder for music now to kind of seep in my rotation because I'm mostly listening to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't know if it's because I'm becoming older or what, but yeah, just music in general. I mean, the album I've spun, like you mentioned, Mr. Morale, that's one that got spun a lot. The Hiatus Coyote album, that's not hip hop, but that's just like soul or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That last one they did. And then really I've been spinning this, the Sky Zoo from the Mind of a Saint.
Mm.
That's more of my, like I know that as it stands now, we're recording on in August, second week in August. It's like that should get nominated for a Grammy at least. Mm. And speaking to your point of like, you put me onto that JID. Mm-hmm. I re-listened to that. I was like, yeah, that shit is special.
Yeah.
Like that is really good. Mm-hmm. But right now, just that I'm spinning where songs kind of go in your head, are running in your head when you're not listening to nothing. It's that Sky Zoo, like that straight drop record, to be more specific. I saw him perform it at Mercury Lounge earlier this year, I think like January, February.
Right.
He just really like the fact that he put a, it might be one of the best things he ever done. I thought like the last album he did,
what was it called?
All the Brilliant Things.
That shit was good.
I was like, that shit is amazing. Mm-hmm. And for him to just next year come out with a concept album based on a TV show, mm-hmm. even though it's popular, it's still some of his best work. Like the way that he's like, okay, I can't make any references outside of the late 70s, early 80s, or anything past whenever Snowfall happened. And this motherfucker makes a reference to Winning Time. It's just like, God damn, this mother. It's like, mm-hmm. it's almost like, it's amazing, man. Like, if you just like break down the bars or go on Genius to nerd out and just see what he says, it's just like, it's insane. So that's one that I've been listening to. I've been spinning a lot. And then just, I do have playlists when I'm on my way to a show or something, and stuff will filter in. You're like, oh, let me go back to that album. Let me go back to that. Let me listen. But I'm right there with you, man. It's just, it's a little harder because I'm not listening to music all the time. But I don't want to be the old guy that's like, oh, man, music's not good anymore. And it's not true because there's, like, we just mentioned JID, he's like 32, 33. So, I mean, it's really great stuff. It's hard for it to come into the rotation.
Yeah. You got to put some effort in. It's just, you know, as you get older, shit is not marketed towards you. So you might not be hip. But it's definitely not for lack of material out there. It's definitely some shit out there. And man. But anyway, what's good with you? What else is going on?
Man, I got my eye on these Kobe's, the Kobe PEs, the Flight Huaraches, mm-hmm. or you're really supposed to say it, Huaraches, because of Mexican terminology. Mm-hmm. I watched a Mexican guy talk about it on YouTube, so I'm going to take his word for it. But I got my eyes on them. I'm, you know, not very optimistic about it using the sneakers app. I've refreshed my credit cards and made sure I knew my password. But I think these bots are going to get the best of me.
Hmm.
I don't know, man. And it just seems like this is one of the dirtiest games in the country. And I don't know. I feel like you have more perspective on it. I just wonder what these guys do when they get all these sneakers, the bots, they get them. What do they do with them?
What you mean?
Like, are you really going to sell all those?
Yeah, sell as many as you can. Sit on them.
Yeah.
You know, what size you wear?
13.
Yeah, okay. I mean, look, now let me see what's going on. Because I was looking at the
GOAT or
StockX, the resale market. They won $279 already. See, the thing is, if it wasn't Kobe, I would say, and I still stand, you might have a shot. You might have a shot with these. I mean, it's definitely a Lakers color. You know, I don't think it's saying anything. It's not explicitly a Kobe sneaker. But it's a Lakers colorway, and you know what I mean? That's probably going to get kind of, I don't know if this is just a Lakers away Is this a legitimate colorway, the PE? This was a PE from back in the day for sure.
Yeah, because when I researched this shit. He hated those last Kobes that they made. Uh-huh. And he paid $8 million to buy himself out of the contract. Uh-huh. And then in the between time, he was wearing those flights. They released the original colorway last month. I didn't even know about them.
Right.
And that they had released them. And then, you know, like the Michigan Wolverines, the Fab Five wore them. And they got them in all black, but they were made like those were his like P. They say those were his PEs mm-hmm. before he did the contract, before he got the contract with Nike.
Yeah, I knew he bought his way out of his Adidas contract. I know you saying the Adidas contract he bought his way out of and he started wearing
right.
the Rogers.
Yeah, okay. He paid like $8 million. Yeah.
Right. That's a mean flex too. That means your designer is trash. And those are some bullshit like over there. They had some
his first one looked okay, but because I liked Kobe when I was in high school, I liked him up until you know, but I remember his first Adidas looked pretty good, but I was just a Nike guy. Like I just being in PG County, everybody wore Nike and then later on it was New Balance, but I was a Nike kid and I saw those. I was like, they look all right.
Mm.
You know, they don't look bad, but then that last one they came out with just didn't look great. And I wasn't even a sneakerhead because when I was a kid, I went to Catholic school, so we wore uniforms, and you had like one or two pair of sneakers that you could wear. You wear your like when you had on gym days, you could wear your sneakers. Right. So if you had to have your shit like, I had some flights, or you had whatever you had, you wanted them to be cool because you would only go and get to go to that Foot Locker like one time and have that fresh sneakers, new sneaker smell. Right. So you was only gonna get that about twice a year.
Mm. Yeah, I remember when I was young, I remember the Catholic school kids that I knew, more often than not, they would have the heat just for the fact that they didn't get to rock it that often. You know what I mean? Yeah. So when they did have the opportunity, they had something to prove type shit, you know. But
and you wore your sneakers. Like, and I don't, so you always say that. Like, wear your sneakers, you know, like, you got to wear them. And we wore them to get, you know, because when we would hoop in them when I played CYO ball, we had to hoop in those, you know, you wear them. Right. But now it's like, I got to keep it. It's like, what? I just get mad because it's like, what do these kids do? Oh, one thing I wanted to ask you, what do you think about people? I know I just said wear your sneakers and you're an advocate for that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about people wearing their sneakers at work? I was in the grocery store a couple weeks ago. I saw this kid working, stocking the shelves in fresh J's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would want to mess mine up at work.
I think that's the flex.
It's just the flex that I can wear.
Let them know. Yeah, I ain't tripping.
Okay.
I stay fresh. Even when I'm over here stocking product, I got that shit on. You know what I mean? That's a statement. That's letting people know. I don't fuck around. Yeah. I work in these. You know what I mean? Like, come on, stop playing. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
And sometimes maybe you want to just look down at what you're working for. You know, keep yourself reminded. You know? Like, yeah, let them know. Inspire others. No, for real. I think that is one of the biggest flexes when somebody's wearing heat, whether they at a job where they probably don't need to do it, you know what I mean? Or they running through, if it's raining out, and they still got on heat, like, that's saying something. So, salute to those people.
It's the thing. Like, I was talking about this on the episode I posted this week. Do you remember the most expensive sneakers that you ever bombed in?
No, I heard that episode. No, that I ever bombed it. No, I don't. I'd be blacking out all of that shit. I don't even remember. I try not to remember none of that shit. I don't know. But I know there was a lot of talk about that. I've heard comics say shit like that. Like, motherfucking sneakers is better than they act. You know what I mean? And all types of shit like that. So yeah. If you're gonna have some heat on, you better have that shit too. Your set better be there. You know, don't let your kick steal the show. You know what I'm saying? No. But wow, what was the most expensive sneakers you bombed in?
I don't know. I think it was probably the Kobe ADs that I got. Like the first time I got them, I bombed. It really wasn't my fault. I was opening for a magician, in like upstate New York, and the lights went out, and it just was bad.
These black and yellow joints.
Let me see. I think it came out in 2018.
Don't worry. Yeah, figure it out. I see there's a few different Kobe ADs. I'll be honest with you. I've never been a fan of Kobe sneakers, Adidas or Nike.
And I like these. I haven't been either, but I like the Kobe ADs.
It's just
more simplistic. But I had the black multi, one that says black. That's $500, $11 at Stockings.
Okay. So you're gonna try for it.
I'm gonna try.
Hopefully it works out for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put some good energy out there. You know, just set your alarm, try to get on that shit early, man. I'll be honest with you, I think I even took the sneakers app off my phone. You know what I'm saying? Or I ain't take it all the way up the phone. I turned the notifications off because I don't wanna be bothered. I don't want to be bothered with the bullshit. They fucking with me.
Fuck you guys.
They fuck with my emotions and shit like that. I had to really, I had to chill. It was self-care. It was like, D, don't play yourself. Because it's a lot of this shit that should not be fucking selling out, is selling out. And I started to take it personal. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm thinking, maybe my shit, maybe my algorithm, maybe I'm shadow banned from fucking sneakers app. Maybe they trying to, because I've heard that too. Some people, I've heard all types of theories. That's the thing when you know the system is corrupt, when there's all types of conspiracy theories. There's people that's like, well, you got to go for some of the less hype releases because that builds goodwill. Everybody's trying to build goodwill with the algorithm. Goodwill. Like, everybody trying to...
For consumerism.
But not even just consumerism, but I've been hearing this about the algorithm, like this whole theory of seduce the algorithm, give the algorithm so much that the algorithm is like, okay, I guess I'll fuck with you. I thought about this too. This is some interesting shit too. I've been meaning to talk about this. Speaking of algorithms, there's a lot of algorithm talk in the world, like algorithm language, like there's certain things, like, and I don't want to be insensitive. Look at me already trying to fuck it. I'm just gonna say what I feel. Like this algorithm shit, like you can't, you know. Now everybody's using these words like unalive for suicide or kill themselves or whatever. He's unalive himself, which doesn't even make sense. Tense, it's just weird to me. Or people say corn instead of porn. They spell sex, S-E-G-G-S. Like, it's all these little go-arounds, and it looks silly to me. But maybe I'm an older cat that's not adapted to some of this shit. I'm just, you know, I think... You know, it's always like, what causes you to be problematic is when you don't update your operating system soon enough. You know what I'm saying?
But some of that shit is some bullshit.
It's some bullshit. It's silly, but, you know, I guess sometimes you gotta play along, and you play along so much you don't even realize you're playing along. Next thing you know, you're talking about, unaliving and all of that shit.
He killed himself.
Killed himself sounds severe, and maybe that's upsetting. You know what I mean? But that's the thing. Sometimes I be thinking we be trying to take the sting out of shit that has... You can't take the thorns off a rose. You know what I mean? Well, you could, but, you know, that's how it naturally come. Unfortunately, these are triggers. Things are going to happen that are going to upset you. I see them doing the shit with slavery. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was an internship. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I seen the cartoon.
Yeah.
I seen the cartoon with the guy. I forget who it was. The slave master told, I forget who it was. He was like, yo, the cartoon is hilarious to me. He's like, wait a minute. You're judging me for something that happened 500 years ago? You wasn't even there. Did you see that shit? It's a cartoon.
No.
Oh, man. It's a cartoon. They tried to get cracking in Florida. Florida is like the test kitchen for ignorance. They on some other shit. They really trying to get on some antebellum retro shit out there. You know what I mean? Rewrite history. But, yeah. So I had to get that off real fast. But
No, it's a thing, man. It's feeding the beast and all that. Why do we have to kowtow to a fucking computer? Like, I just want to buy some sneakers.
Yeah.
And you're letting these other people take over that are doing it for nefarious reasons, the same way that people did with the PlayStations. But it's just mad consistent with these sneakers, man.
Yeah.
And I'm only jumping in the game here and there, but it's like, yo, man, for the people, I could see not getting it, but just like to lose to these bots and you see on Instagram a motherfucker with like 500 pairs of sneakers. Are the same thing. It's like, doesn't it lose its value then?
You would think so. I think that I always feel like you got to take a stand. You know what I mean? It goes back to like, I see SAG and WGA out here striking. I'm seeing other, like, I've been wanting to talk about that too. There's like there's a lot of, we're not going to take it in the zeitgeist right now. I don't know how long it's going to hold or how much momentum it has. I stand with, you know, SAG-AFTRA. I stand with WGA, get what, same, you know here. What I mean? All of that. But I feel like, on another hand, I've been saying this for a while, you got to take a stand against the hype. You got to boycott the bullshit because the consumer has the power. If the consumer was like, nah, I'm cool, I'm opting out, they'd have to pivot. They would have to pivot. But the more thirst is in the market is going to win. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's just like, that's what's killing the game. It's a lot of thirst. Because a lot of this shit don't need to be sold out. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, you know, a lot of people, when I can't be mad, because I've participated at times in my life, but a lot of people do see the same resale here. Market as a way to come up. I'm talking about the come up. I'm talking about the flip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a lot of people that are like, you know what? This is a nice little business endeavor too. So if I could figure out the game, if I could afford a bot and I know how to use it to my benefit, then and I get some money and I know how to make some bread off of this shit, I can't knock the hustle. I can't knock the hustle at all. I mean, it's unfortunate the game is a little fucked up, but that's why I turned my notifications off. Don't even hit me with that shit, because I don't want to be disturbed. I don't want to be upset. You know what I mean? But I will say this, and I hope some of the listeners will. I'm putting out good energy for you. I'm putting it out in the universe that you go get those joints. Hopefully you get these pieces. And if you don't, I mean, I'm going to laugh too. You know what I mean? It's going to be fucked up, but I'm going to have a couple chuckles. Either way, if it goes, I'm like, oh, shit. But if it don't, I'll be like, ha-ha, I told your ass.
You'll be the first person I text. Don't worry.
Yeah, let me know. But send me that got him. If you get that got him, JPEG, that's what's up. But if it's, you know, if they hit you with the unfortunately. Fuck out of here. The fuck out of here.
Oh my God, man. Yeah, it's kind of fun, but then it's not. You know, if not, I'll go. And when I got these Kobe ADs, I got them from the store. And the last time I was at the mall, like when I was at the movies, got some shades or whatever, and I was walking through the House of Hoops and Foot Locker at the mall. They didn't have anything that I liked. It was just kind of like, it's like nothing there. Yeah. I don't know.
I tell you
it
this.
Seems so boring.
Yeah. Well, the malls are dying. A lot of these malls are dying. It's real sad when you go to these malls, man. It's like, I mean, even some of the most thriving malls that have, you know, traditionally been like bulletproof at film, they are looking sad out there. These malls are really bad. But I will tell you this, it's not even no cheat code or no shit like that, but it's sometimes overlooked. you know, because the shift has been so much about the apps and all of that, holler at your mom and pop stores. Build a relationship with them salespeople there, because you'd be surprised what they get in. And if
like
you
Packer,
wherever you fuck with Pack, like I got, you know, I got my spots and I'm not going all the way reveal, but you know, if you like fucking with Packer or whatever, but like wherever little spots that get a nice little shipment, that have a nice account, build some relationships with these people. Do the footwork. Get out there. Don't just be reliant on the technology, because if you're not a bot, you know what I mean? If the fight is fixed. But if you could build a relationship with some of these people, say, yo, listen, hold me down. You know what I mean? Y'all getting them in? Yo, could you hold me down? And then, you know what I mean? Like, you know, figure out how you finesse the relationship, whatever it is to you know, show your appreciation. You know what I'm saying? But you know, like, like build some goodwill in the world. Cause like, honestly, you'll be surprised. You will be surprised at some of the shit that these mom and pop stores are getting in. And a lot of people are like, they missing out. They missing out cause they just on the phone. So that's just the, you know what I mean? Like maybe you start making some calls now, you know what I mean? Just to see if you could kind of, you know, just cover as many bases as you can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's that, man. You got any parting words you want to tell the audience? Let them know anything?
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about the freestyle.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to LL. LL on that Sway freestyle. It was fire. Big shout to, you know, James Todd Smith, you know, 50 plus.
I like to see a vet do that.
Yeah. And,
you know.
Yeah. No. He did
it. Does not sound like the same guy who made that song Accidental Racist in 2013.
Damn. Look at that. Look at that. Damn, bro. You bringing up that bop gun, man. I don't know if you really for the culture, Chris. We might do an investigation.
Hey, man, I just talked about sneakers. Black people like sneakers, right?
Dude, uh-oh. I get you up out of here. Yeah, man. Well, shit, tell the people where you're going to be. Anywhere?
Oh, man, I'm going to be at the Borgata from the 12th through the 16th, and then on the 18th, oh boy, I just got this date, so I'm trying to make sure. On the 18th and 19th, I'll be at the Kenosha Comedy Club in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
There it is.
So it'll be a good time.
There you go. You're out there. On the 19th, you said?
Yeah, on the 18th and 19th this month.
Fire. Good shit. If y'all out in Wisconsin, go ahead, cop some tickets. Chris Lambert is coming to your town. What else y'all doing out there in Kenosha? Shit. Saturday, I'll be out Brooklyn, Eastfield Comedy Club, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. shows. I'll be there on the 19th as well. I'll be out in Baltimore. We talked about it last week. We're going to keep talking about it. The Port in Baltimore, I'm doing two shows. I think it's the 8 o'clock and 9 or something, 8 and 10 or 7 and 9. Go to theportcomedy.com. They got tickets. You know what I mean? Scoop them up fast. We're trying to, you know what I mean? Trying to shut it down. Trying to bring the people out. So come on out there. I'm excited. I ain't been to the DMV in a minute. You know what I mean? For a comedy-related situation. So I'm excited about that. Come on, Baltimore. Let's do it. And shit, until next time, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Hello.